You're listening to SBS News.
President Xi Jinping says the country will continue to open its doors to the world in 2019, but will do so with its sovereignty in mind. It comes amid a slowing economy, a potential trade war with the United States, and as China looks to strengthen its standing in the South China Sea and the Indo-Pacific. Mr. Xi's address was carried by all major state media.
No matter how the international situation changes, China's confidence and determination to safeguard national sovereignty and security will not change. China's sincerity and goodwill for maintaining world peace and promoting common development will not change.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is also pledging to get her country more involved on the international stage. She says global problems such as climate change, migration and terrorism cannot be solved alone.
We build on what our predecessors have left us and shape the present for those who come after us. My guiding belief is that we will only master the challenges of our time if we stick together and collaborate with others across borders.
Ms. Merkel has been a leading defender of multilateralism, which stands in contrast to the nationalism pervaded by a growing number of countries in Europe and the United States. She narrowly averted the near collapse of her coalition government in 2018, which became vulnerable due to dissatisfaction with Germany's acceptance of more than 1 million migrants and refugees in 2015. Ms. Merkel, who has given up leadership of her Christian Democratic Union Party, and will step down as Chancellor in 2021, is also pledging to increase spending on defence and aid. British Prime Minister Theresa May has urged politicians to back her embattled Brexit deal. It comes 2 weeks before Parliament votes on her deal and just under 4 months before Britain's scheduled exit from the European Union. Ms. May postponed the vote on Brexit in December to avoid defeat, sparking a vote of no confidence, which she survived. She says allowing her Brexit deal to go through will allow the government to focus on solving domestic problems sooner.
This year, the UK has achieved a lot. The employment rate is at a record high. Our debt is starting its first sustained fall in a generation. And the number of people in absolute poverty is at a record low. And if we come together in 2019, I know we can make a success of what lies ahead and build a country that truly works for every one of us.
French President Emmanuel Macron says he has 3 wishes for 2019: truth, dignity and hope. He used part of his speech to urge national unity and also criticise elements of recent anti-government protests. At least 6 people have died and some 1,400 have been injured since protests over fuel tax rises erupted in December. They're expected to continue into January, despite Mr. Macron backtracking on planned fuel tax hikes and signalling wage rises for poorer workers. Mr. Macron says while he understands people are upset, some protesters claiming to speak in the name of the people are only attempting to undermine his government.
Nous ne vivons libre dans notre pays.
Some take as a pretext that they speak in the name of the people. But what people? Where? How? And in reality, given they're nothing but a megaphone for a crowd full of hatred, rail against elected representatives, forces of order, journalists, Jews, foreigners, and homosexuals, that, quite simply, is the negation of France.
Russian President Vladimir Putin also called for national unity in his address. It comes amid ongoing tensions with Western countries and sanctions by the West against Moscow. 2018 saw Russia's world image soften a little after hosting the FIFA World Cup, but there was anger domestically over a proposal to raise the pension age from 60 to 65 for men and from 55 to 63 for women to help cope with a shrinking workforce. Mr. Putin says it's likely Russia will need to rely on internal resources in 2019 to improve living standards.
We know for certain that we can achieve the best for ourselves, for our families, for the home country, only with our own efforts and well-organized collaboration.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned the dangers of climate change and political division are rising, but also asserted international collaboration remains the best hope to combat them. pointing to Yemen, where breakthrough talks have created an opportunity for peace. Likewise, he pointed to the agreement between warring parties in South Sudan and bringing countries together in Poland to agree on a program to implement the Paris Agreement on climate change. Mr. Guterres says when international cooperation succeeds, the world is much better for it.
In 2019, the United Nations will continue to bring people together, to build bridges and create space for solutions. We will keep up the pressure and we will never give up. As we begin this new year, let's resolve to confront threats, defend human dignity and build a better future together.
Murray Silby, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.